What up, what up, what up, y'all? It's your boy Rodney Perry. This is the podcast coming at you from Dallas, Texas. Great show tonight at the Lava Cantina, courtesy of the homeboy, Quentin Q. Coleman. Work with my good friend Ballhead Phillips and my man T-Ray Sanders. Kind of weird show for me because I really haven't done my set at length in a couple of weeks. So, I mean, you know, getting up doing, you know, short sets, it's one thing, but, you know, headlining sets for me personally, it's always like a thing where I have a certain rhythm I like to be in. And when I haven't been performing at length, it takes me a couple of sets to get into that rhythm. And even with new bits or whatever. I'm watching some comedy on Netflix, and before you go in and ask me, yes, I did boycott Netflix. My friend Monique called for a boycott, and I suspended my subscription. I suspended my subscription, and the reason I reactivated it was when Chris Rock special came out, Tambourine. I'm just so pro-black that it's hard for me not to be pro-black. So for the same reason I suspended my subscription to support my friend Monique, I reactivated it. I might need to start this shit over. I reactivated my subscription to support a man who I regard as one of the top comics in the game, Mr. Chris Rock. With that, I've been watching recently the Comedy Lineup, which boasts some really good comedians. And this is the thing. What's amazing to me, and I'm a comedian, and I'm a comedian's comedian, so I know or am aware of everybody. And inevitably, there are people out there that I've never freaking heard of, which is amazing to me. Like, this is the crazy thing about comedy. Comedy is a youth-driven profession. Like, Hollywood, the powers that be, everybody wants to discover the next guy. And the next guy or girl is always young. And as I watch these comedians, they're young and funny, but I know they will be better in a decade. They might not really come into their own for 10 more years. So Hollywood likes youth, but you're kind of not good at stand-up. Well, not to say you're not good. I'll take that back. These people are good. Whether it's Sam J, who I watched his set, or Michelle Buteau, or this kid, Jack Knight. There's some really good comedians. But I know this. I know, and they're not all like young, like, in life. They're young in comedy, you know, and so I just know that they'll be better, you know, in a decade, in 5 years, in 2 years, next year. You know, comedy is one of those things you just get better at, and the more information you have, the more life you have, the more you can expound on that life, and that thing makes you better. So I've been watching this comedy lineup, which is like young comics doing 15-minute sets, which, man, it's really dope, man. This lesbian girl, what's her name? I want to make sure I say it right, because her visual, Sam J, her visual, she looks like a guy, but she's not a guy, and she has some really good thought out dope material, man, and it really makes me hopeful for stand up. And my friend LeVar Walker and I, we were talking about is it over for stand-up? And I say no. And I was watching again on Netflix, Comedians in Cars Drinking Coffee. And Seinfeld said something I found pretty profound. He said, comedy will fix itself. Basically, anything wrong with the greater comedy, whether it's you have issues with social media or you have the comedy itself will write itself. It's like having some sort of autopilot or greater comedy good that's always working and conspiring to be the best thing. So these people have inspired me and make me hopeful for the comedy future. And even watching these comedians, I feel challenged to be political. Like, these guys and girls were all unapologetically political. And my generation really kind of steered clear of politics. Like, it's almost like Michael Jordan is not political, but LeBron James is. And so that stuff has kind of never been funny to me. But there's funny stuff that happens every day. I mean, Sam J did a great joke. She said, Donald Trump is like, what did she say? She said, Donald Trump is like starting Twitter beefs before he does world shit, which is fucking a brilliant take on it. Then she does this character as if Donald Trump is on a reality show. And I'm like, yo, that's fucking brilliant. This kid, Jack Knight, had a really interesting take on birth control. And it was really thought out the way he approached the whole thing. And if I had one note for him, it would be to calm down. Like, because his words were so powerful that it almost gets lost in the energy. He said some really dope shit. So I say all that to say this, man. I'm really excited about my profession. Stand-up comedy, great show tonight. The thing about this juncture in my career is that even when I'm not great, I'm really good. And most of the time, I'm fucking great. So if you can live in a space that you're always really good, and a lot of the times you're fucking great, then it's your time. So I challenge you out there to be your greater self. And if you're not that, be really fucking good. I'm not boycotting Netflix anymore. So yeah. Rodney Barrett. Because I've been watching the shit out of it. And then, to get this, in hotels now, Netflix is kind of the, it's the new TV. Like, I put in my little Netflix password, and now I'm watching my fucking Netflix. Why not? So, it's late here. I got an early flight. Audition tomorrow. This is Rodney Perry. This is the podcast. Try to give somebody a kind word, man. There's so much going on in this day and age that a kind word from you might be the difference between somebody living or dying. Yeah. All right. Have a good day. It's your boy, Rodney Perry. This is the podcast. Yeah.